afternoon, Charger fans. This podcast is brought to you by Pronoia. Pronoia CBD, THC-free CBD, sports cream, regular cream, whatever you got. You know, I've been driving a lot lately and my back's been hurting. I just rubbed some of that. I got a headache right now. I'm going to get a little sun right now. Put on a little headache. Actually smells really good, to be honest. Just put down my big-ass forehead right there. Bada bing, bada boom. You know, my elbow's kind of hurting a little bit right there. Bang, I already feel better. For real. Go ahead and follow Pronoia CBD on Instagram. Use code, promo code TUFF for 25% off your first purchase. Ad. What's up, Lucas?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Shit. Well, I got the CBD from Pronoia, and I'm doing fine. My head's feeling a little better. But, man, it was a tough watch, to be honest. Really was a tough watch. And I just feel like, you tweeted out the best. This team is too talented to be playing like this. And I think, I don't know. I'm a little lost for words. We're still doing pretty good than we were last year around this time. So initially I'm just like, I think there's a lot of things we work on. Tight ends weren't involved at all. Kind of upsetting me a little bit, but overall I'm just, we could do better. That's my initial.
I feel you on that. I mean, I feel like, Chargers fans wanted to show out for this team because I was at the game with my dad and mostly Chargers fans, definitely some presence for the Vikings fans. Like they got loud when they could have. They were scoring and then they were doing the skull chants and you could like see it kind of around the stadium, but definitely more Chargers fans. And I just feel like the fans, man, we were just trying to build off of the energy on the field, but like they could not get off the field on third down on defense. Every time it was third down, people would get up. It'd be a loud third down, but they would just convert. The Vikings would. And even on that last drive, that last Adam Thielen catch where it was like third and forever, and then I can't tell what the down and distance was, but it was at least, I think, 15 20. Plus.
Yeah, 20. 20. They got 19 on it.
Exactly. And then that fourth down pitch to Dalvin Cook, it's all she wrote. And, it's super disappointing to see this team play like this, and it feels like some of the things that maybe they've been banking on, like the Vikings going conservative in their last few games and then stalling out, just doesn't come around. They can't win like that. They can't be, you know, banking off the opponent team to be playing worse and playing, you know, how they have been, because teams play the Chargers pretty damn well. And I know that the Vikings, like, they're a weird team. They're the only team in the NFL that has had a 7-point lead in all of their games this year. Yeah. Only team to do that. And you know, the Chargers defense is one that I keep on harping on, and it's disappointing. And like, I know that this team wants to be built on winning the turnover differential, like you said. Mm-hmm. Joey Bosa got early on a hit on Kirk Cousins, and Kenneth Murray was in on that hit too. It was a forced fumble, but it happened so early in the first quarter, and they never got anything like that again. I thought that they were going to start making things tough for Cousins. They got to him a couple times with a couple hits, and like usually that works in the opposing team's favor when they do that against Cousins, but they bounce back. And you know, the trying to win off turnovers, and they haven't really been forcing too many except besides that Kansas City game. Like, you know, there is not much to go off of on this defense. So that's why I feel a little bit disappointing. I mean, super disappointing. And another tough opponent coming to town too. So
yeah, I just feel like I don't want these Chargers to get a stereotype that we can't catch, and it looks like that is happening. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks and just even like Charger fans be like, yo, the Chargers have not been catching nearly as much balls as they usually do. Pause. Nearly as much footballs as they used to. And I, you know, it's kind of showing. I remember Josh Palmer made that big completion earlier in the game, but he also dropped one. Keenan Allen, just all these passes.
Eckler dropped one as well.
Eckler dropped one too. And I have him on fantasy, even though I won. It's just so hard because it's a good problem to have. I think we have too much weapons, and sometimes Herbert doesn't know where to go with it. I remember Jalen Guyton had a big play too on the sideline. I just think we need to really go back to the fundamentals. I mean, Roundtree got his first touchdown. His dance was probably the highlight of Charger fans. That dance was amazing. He'd been waiting a long time, just like Jacoby Myers was. He waited like 136. It's like a crazy amount of snaps. He had to wait to get his first touchdown, or it was like 2 years or whatever. Anyways, I just think we should have utilized the tight ends. Like I said, I think that could be our secret weapon. The running backs, I mean, if it ain't Josh, it, like, I see Joshua Kelly in there. I'm like, is Justin Jackson going to come in? Roundtree? Like, who is it going to be, the second guy? And I just think we're not consistent enough on offense. Defense, oh, my Lord. Like, I want to – we're in a position, if we can't make the playoffs, I don't want to say tank, but we need to be very aggressive in this offseason and draft to get some interior help. The first seven picks, all the old picks should be defensive linemen, linebackers, everything. We're fine on offense. Maybe get a lineman in the fourth, but I want a defensive lineman, offensive or a linebacker, something. We need some help, and it really shows. We couldn't stop them on a third and one, and they pitched it. That was a really smart play by Mike Zimmer. That was really smart. They see the interior stack, bounce it out. Dalvin Cook is that guy. Even Alexander Mattison had a pretty decent game. So I think we need a lot of help. I don't think the season's over. I mean, we're still in the race. I mean, the Broncos, the Chiefs just had a big win. And so, like, I think we're still in this, to be honest. I just think we just got to step things up a little bit, be a little bit more competitive. I think we need to be more aggressive. I mean, if we can't get pressure with just four-man rush, I'll just bring the house down. What the Ravens do, I know they got burned a lot this year because of that, but they should have brought the pressure. And that's what Herbert did on a crucial, I think, three and four or third and fourth. It was crucial in the third and fourth quarter. They just brought the heat, and Herbert didn't have no time. So I think that's really the key to this defense. Maybe get a little bit more aggressive. I do trust Staley and this coaching staff. Not too worried about it. We've versus the Steelers this week, and they're kind of banged up, COVID everywhere. We'll get into that in a little bit. But overall, it's a little disappointing because of that Twitter beef we had with the Vikings fans. I got to give props to him. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Tyler Coughlin, even caught a touchdown. And they just have a really good offense. And they just, I guess, we choked better. Pause. We, I don't know the word for choked. Shit the bed better, bigger than them. That usually it's the other way around. So wake up call. I mean, we won 2 weeks ago and we lost this one, so it's not all bad. I think it's a wake up call, a well needed one, to be honest. And I think we should just watch the tape, move on, and learn from this.
Yeah, you just gotta wonder, like, why was the offense so bad? Like, the Vikings were caught in the box a lot. They were having only like one safety a lot back in the pre snap, and I was just wondering, why were there no shots taken, like play action and down the middle? If you take a look at the passes and the receptions, a lot of it was just to the outside, short and intermediate throws, nothing really crazy. So no deep shot play. And like I said, this Chargers team has been such a big play team that I guess if you get to the quarterback, don't even allow those routes to develop downfield. And sometimes, you know, this offensive line has not been able to slow down any blitzes. Vikings do a really good job of getting to the quarterback, and that seems to be a wrap. And that takes, you know, that's true for a lot of quarterbacks around the league, a lot of the elite ones. We saw Josh Allen get dismantled, and Brady just had two picks. But, you know, this is a consistent problem. The Chargers are not way ahead of the 500 mark right now. They're still very even, and I'm just concerned, like, just because of the hot start that happened, that now we're kind of looked at as like not an elite team. I don't feel like an elite team at all. And these play calling, I mean, you just got to wonder if it's ever going to improve. And I don't know, it's kind of depressing. Like, Staley was brought in to be like such a genius, and now things have quickly fallen apart. It's already November 15th. Like, goddamn. Like, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like time is not on our side.
Look, we wanted to throw Anthony Lynn out by week two. And I'm not saying that you're insinuating we throw out Staley, but we gone this far, and pretty much we complain a little here and there, but we're not asking for his job. So that right there is a win. Secondly, you said big plays. We lived off the
but I don't play. Think anyone was going to be asking for his job week or year one. So
yeah, well, some, you know our Chargers, you know us Charger fans, even like young coaches too, like Urban Meyer, well, he had some issues, and even Rob Saleh, but you know, he won a couple games. I mean, a win for him like might have saved his job. Dan Campbell, I mean, you know, so like I'm just saying, like, there's not that conversation. The conversation hasn't started yet, which is good, because us Charger fans, like you said, we started so high, our expectations are so high. Everyone on the Good Morning Show, Kay Adams is at the goddamn game, you know. Yeah,
like, Matt Bunning was at the game too.
Kay Adams, hit me up, just kidding. Anyways, what I was saying is we start up so high and then, you know, we come down and it's fine. Like, it's the NFL and I feel like I don't know shit in this week 11. I'm just going to throw the parlays away. I'm just going to go wild. I mean, I don't know. It feels like I don't know nothing about the NFL, about football. Like, just all these teams are doing good and all these bad teams are doing. It's so crazy right now. And this is the time where, like, these teams teetering of losing the season. Some of these guys want to ball out so they can have a job next year. Some are just, you know, sooner just going to give up. So we're going to see these bad teams do bad. But these bad teams are doing good. And it's so weird right now in the NFL. It really is. So, like, I'm not worried about it. Big play, what I was saying, I think we should go back to the big, like, try at least throw some shots up there. If not, at least get the PI. I mean, I always try to do that Madden. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to throw this up. Hopefully they try to pull a flag or, you know. And there's two things I heard that was really funny. One of the commentators said it's third in a Walmart parking lot. That was probably the funniest shit I heard relating to a third down. That was pretty funny. I was like, damn. And then he's like, and then the other one was like, oh, you better clean all the – something about – laundry, you got to clean laundry because all the flags, because there was flags all over the place. Honestly, I'm not the greatest mood, but like, I'm calm, I'm content. I mean, we're getting humbled. I'd rather start now than later. And I honestly think we still have a shot for the division. I know Patrick Mahomes came back. You know why Patrick Mahomes did good? Because his brother wasn't there. He was out on dinner with his girlfriend or whatever. Thank God. Poor guy, man. Yeah. I'm starting to feel bad for Patrick Mahomes getting thrown in these stupid ass State Farm commercials. First of all, cringe. That's just cringe. Like, oh, I'm a sneakerhead. Cringe, dude. I have NFL. I'm broke, and I watch NFL on my iPad, so I see the same fucking ads, and I see that one. I'm like, that's cringe. And then he has his brother, probably having an affair with his wife. I don't know. They're wilding out. There's a conspiracy theory with that. Not insinuating. But, you know, anyways, I'm fine. And this week, reversing the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger had COVID. He's going to be back. But Mika Fitzpatrick has COVID now. I don't know his vaccination status. I don't know if he's immunized or not. And TJ Watt had a pretty serious injury. They said he's going to be at least out, I think, this week. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's huge. That's very huge because I don't think that the Steelers – I mean, if I say that, everyone else is going to start stepping up on that defensive line. So I'm not going to say that. But, like, TJ Watt is definitely, like, the beginning of the spark for that defense. He's really, like, 30% of their team, just him and that guy. So,
yeah. Those two guys are – you know, and my chef is a Steeler fan. He beat me in fantasy, and he's still talking his shit. And we went to for some drinks noon. That's some adult shit right there, going to drinks and noon at a bar after a team meeting. And he was just talking his shit. And I was like, dude, these Chargers got to step up. We're home. He's not going to be able to make it because he's going to be somewhere else. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be there. But
Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night's a primetime game. Finally, SoFi at night. The tailgate at night probably, or very close to night, would be really nice. I'm excited to see this game. I'm excited to see how we bounce back. Staley bounced back. Last week bounced back. Or 2 weeks before we bounced back. See if he can do it again. I really do trust him fully. Like, I'm not tripping. He got the jeggings on. If he's wearing jeggings, then I'm with it 100%. Pittsburgh Steelers, though, reversing a lot of teams with a lot of good runner backs. That's my biggest concern. Najee Harris coming up, being top five runner back right now. And that's going to be my main concern, I think. The key to win this is to get to Ben Roethlisberger. Dude's a tree stump. He is not mobile at all. Wrap up tackling him, because there's been a history of not tackling Ben Roethlisberger because he's a big boy. I think we got to get to the quarterback, and these linebackers have got to step up. I really wish we kept Perryman, to be honest, because he's like third in tackles. I know he was a injury liability, but of course he goes to the Raiders and he's one of the best tacklers in the league. That's what he was when he was healthy. So kind of missing him a little bit. Tillery got to step up. Justin Jones, those guys in the middle, Joseph, really got to step it up, especially this week against this offensive line, which I think is worse than the Vikings, especially pass protection. So I think that's the key. And big plays, if Mika Fitzpatrick out, I think we should definitely take advantage of that. And I want to see some big plays, man. Mike Williams, I mean, he had a couple catches, but I mean, like the first 5 weeks, man, we were just throwing it downfield. I think we need to go back to that. I think Herbert needs to take more chances, even if it does. I'd rather have a dude take chances than check down. I think it's not working for him. It looks like he wants to take chances. Maybe it's just the flow of the game and the offense. You know, Joe Lombardi is kind of like a little timid about it. I don't know really what it is, but those are my thoughts coming into this Pittsburgh Steelers primetime game.
Well, my thoughts about the Joe Lombardi thing, I was thinking about after the game, was like maybe he was just trying so hard to make this offense replicate what he had in New Orleans, making Mike Williams the new Mike Thomas. And like, you know, once we saw Mike Williams stop producing, then we saw this offense go downhill. So, I mean, that's just the one thing that I just think about. If you took a look at this past game, though, for Pittsburgh, tying with the Lions, they gave up over 200 yards on the ground. So I'm thinking this better be a huge game for the running backs. This better be a huge game for Eckler. We just saw Roundtree get in the end zone. Let's hopefully that continues. Hopefully he gets a better runner as the season goes on. You were talking about hopefully you getting some defensive tackles in the draft, and maybe in the future for the Chargers is a really bruising running back. My dad was talking about that. I've been convinced now, because really we just need someone that people do not want to hit down in the middle of that hole. So I think that will help out a lot for the game. Also, we saw Herbert run on one designed run for this past game against the Vikings. Yeah. I liked it a lot too. I was hoping that we saw a little bit more of that. And honestly, he's one of the most underrated runners out there. On that play, he went untouched. You were seeing a little bit more of like these run pass, not run pass options, but his options play that he has just freezing that defensive end with no TJ Watt in the mix. Why not try it around? I mean, you're facing sounds like an injured Pittsburgh Steelers team. This is a Monday night, so we'll see what this, how it comes out later on. But so far, I mean, this is a game that seems very winnable. I think I feel better about it seeing a Pittsburgh tied, even though it was out without Ben Roethlisberger. The only concern is definitely Najee, but I don't know. I think that this Chargers team could win it. It's all about figuring out this offense, though, and I think that the fact that a team like Detroit went into Pittsburgh and got over 200 on the ground, Jared Goff, no picks, but he did get sacked a little bit, roughed around, so it was not a good game for Jared Goff at all, 16-16. But there should be options here. I mean, I'm definitely gonna ready to see these tight ends come in too. If we're gonna come in with the mentality that we're gonna try and do whatever Detroit did, putting the tight ends in there and then going over the top with them is something that we could just have a mismatch over there and make them think run committed and then over the top. I'm ready to see something.
Yeah, I said it a week before. I think that's our secret weapon, dude. Three tight ends, bruising running back. That's real interesting. We should follow the Chargers. Their scouting team should just go to.
I was thinking about getting Todd Gurley. If Todd Gurley's on the market, fuck it. Just, I don't even know.
Him and his hips and his arthritis, all that, bring it. Chargers scouting team should go to like a D2, D3 school and find just the biggest corn-feeding boy they could get their hands on. Pause. They should go to a D3, D2 school and find the biggest athletic runner back and try to get him undrafted or even sign him. To, you know, like one of those small schools like UTEP or UGA or like those schools that you didn't even know existed. There's some talent there. I mean, Eckler's undrafted. Phillip Lindsay were undrafted. A lot of players were undrafted that are really good. I do like that bruising running back. I mean, LT, man, he was a little bit of both. He was a little, you know, fast, speedy guy.
More elusive.
But, yeah, elusive is hell, but he also took he could shove it right up. Pause. He could run through the tackles into those big gaping holes. Pause. Into those really nice blocking holes. And I really think that could be a possibility. I mean, I don't know if we've been hitting and missing on running backs lately because we got Browntree, Justin Jackson, and Joshua Kelly. So adding another one might mess things up. But like,
what do you think about Tom Telesco, man? Like, do you think that he should go?
I mean, the trade deadline, there was a lot of memes when nothing happened. I really thought we could do something. I didn't know what we had to trade, though, to be honest. There wasn't a lot. We're willing to get up besides draft capital, and our third and fourth picks usually hit, so I wouldn't want to trade those. This draft, I haven't been doing so much draft homework lately. I've been watching college, so I know a couple names, but there's not like a one player like last year, like, oh, he's going over one, like overall first. There's not
last year seemed stacked as hell all the way into the second round. It was crazy.
Wide receivers, like, I know the wide receivers are stacked this year and they're just getting better and better and better. So I definitely think the Chargers should grab a wide receiver every single year. I just think that's just every team should do that. Grab a wide receiver. It doesn't matter. Grab a wide receiver. So I haven't been, like I said, doing my homework. So I don't know if maybe we should trade our first if it's for a guy that could win now and also could get him on the low if like he's on a contract year and the team's willing to get rid of him, like a Brandon Graham. I really thought we could get, you know, try to reach for, but that was a little bit of a stretch. Who's another guy? Brandon Graham was really the only one on my radar. We could probably, you know, Eagles have like 3 first-round draft picks. They need a lot of help. They could probably take a fourth or fifth. Dude don't want to get paid. You know, he could do the 1 year, and then if he likes it, he could maybe take a pay cut. But honestly, I want to see more moves, off-season moves, in-season moves. I don't know. The fan base looks like they want to get rid of him. I don't know where you land.
I don't know, dude. It's so hard because, like, you got to look at the team that's built, and it's like, damn, there's a lot of talent on this team. But at the same time, he has so many misses in the draft, and it's like, yeah, maybe I could see, like, someone else coming in and doing a little bit of a better job. I mean, whoever comes in is adopting a really good team, and so yeah, you just got to come in and do a little bit better than Telesco, and I think that you could win a lot of people over. The fact that the trade and his history of not making any aggressive moves, and I don't know, it just seemed like the perfect time to do so. I think Staley is on board with him, though. I think I just gotta wonder what Dean Spanos is thinking. You know, yeah. Like what is he thinking over there? He's the Palpatine. He's the Emperor over there.
That's funny. I'm trying to think. So the only miss I didn't really like, or the miss that I think was the biggest miss for us, was Jerry Tillery. We drafted him 28th overall. Here's some notable guys who got drafted after him: DeAndre Baker, but he, you know, his situation. Brian Murphy, Arizona, he's balling out. Rock Yassin, Juwan Taylor, the tackle from Jacksonville. Greg Little, tackle from Carolina. Those are some guys we could have picked. Dalton Reisner, Pro Bowl tackle. That guy you like, Tahavi. Janali Tahavi. Oh no, he's a Lion. I thought I'm thinking of someone else. I felt like we could have done better there, to be honest. Even though we did snatch Nazir Adderley.
Our round three picks are disgusting. The only one that he's really hit is with Keenan Allen. That's the only round three one.
Trey Pickens. Yeah, Trey Pickens was a 2019 one. Oh, David Montgomery was picked in the third round. Terry McLaurin was also a third runner. Wow. Any other guys here? DK Metcalf was in the second round. I don't know how that happened. Juwan Thornhill. I don't know who he dropped so far. Andy Isabella, I really was high on him. Tyler Rapp was also good, too, to be honest. I thought we were going to get Tyler Rapp instead of Adler. But, like, there's guys we could have had. So, I think first round, like, I really didn't like the Jerry Tillery. And, to be honest, I don't think it's panned out. I'm not so much far as a bust. But, I don't know. I definitely need to see a big leap. And I said that last year, too, so.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I don't think so. Like, if it doesn't happen within his first 3-4 years, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's 2019. Yeah, so next year it's going on his fourth year. I definitely think we need some veteran. I mean, we got Joseph there. Really wanted
About the team that like after Linval Joseph said, like, once we get hot, like, we're going to be stopped, like, hard to stop, like, we're waiting. I mean, if you think that, like, if you think that you're not even close to being hot yet, like, figure it out, man. Like, we are ready. It's almost what is it, week 11 now? Like, goddamn, like, time is running out. I like the fact that, like, they know they're nowhere playing close to their peak potential. So, like, I'm still holding out on that. I always talk about, like, peaking at the right time. And if you peak at the playoffs, that's the perfect time. But I don't know, dude. Like, it's getting close to the wire. It's like we're in the middle of things, though. Feels good to be in the middle of things. Like, I remember when I first started doing the podcast. We were out of the playoffs by this time, so.
Yeah, so it's good to be in the mix, especially with the NFL. Like I said, we don't know what the hell is going to happen moving forward. Like, the NFL is going crazy right now. So I think we still got high hopes. Raiders lost, Chiefs won. It looks like they're back to their form. I don't know about all that. I think this is the Raiders. It was a combination of the Raiders just – I really was banking on the Raiders to win. I bet on them, and they just shit the bed. And the Chiefs – I mean, Patrick Mahomes didn't throw an interception. I mean – mm-mm. Is he back? I don't know. The Broncos, Jesus Christ. I don't know about the Broncos, man. They're hot and cold. A lot of teams are hot and cold, and the Chargers, I think, land in that category. And it's just, I think it's just as simple as going back to the basics, going back to what we know. Big plays, Mike Will, the tight ends are there. Austin Eckler, get him way more involved. Get all the running backs involved. Fuck it. If it's only going to be, I'd rather have all of them involved. They have better chance. I don't know.
Chargers have lost to good teams, though. At least I'll say that.
Yeah, like, we're not losing to the Lions. We're not losing to, you know, these mediocre teams. We lost.
God
to
the damn! Like, the Vikings are a team that could turn things around and make it sneak into the playoffs. That's the only loss that's, like, the questionable one. Loss to the Cowboys, questionable one, like, out of our hands. Ravens didn't show up, and Patriots, they're back. Patriots are back, and honestly, goddamn, they look good, dude. They look good.
We'll see the Vikings in the playoffs first round, calling it right now. Rematch like the Ravens did. You remember, we versus them week 16. We're like, all right, we'll see you guys next
Vikings
week.
aren't our NFC.
They're NFC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see in week 1. Or week 1 of the playoffs. That's a possibility.
We can't see them. They're not NFC. We're in the AFC.
Oh God. Paranoia. No, I'm just kidding. I thought you said AFC. My bad. We'll see him in the Super Bowl then. Just kidding. Overall, though, tough loss. I mean, loss, losing sucks. It really does. But I think L stand for lessons, not losing. And I think there's a lot of lessons that the Chargers could learn from. And we just got to move forward. We can't dwell on this shit. I mean, we gotta try to go home, back-to-back home games. We're staying home, no traveling. Beat Pittsburgh, beat up Pittsburgh with their defense, with COVID and injuries. And really bounce back, because this Steelers team, I mean, it looks like they're making a push too. And they did okay without Ben Roethlisberger, but it was against the Lions. It's really hard to gauge where both those teams are at right now. It's hard to gauge where the Chargers are at right now. But I honestly think we're a playoff team, and I'm not too worried. I think we'll bounce back. Justin Herbert was rookie of the year for a reason. Austin Eckler is there for a reason. Mike Wills, Keenan Allen, reasons. I mean, offensive line, we got, honestly, should be the rookie of the year this year, Rashawn Slater, but offensive linemen don't get no love in that.
Jamar Chase running away with it, though.
Who is?
Jamar Chase.
Oh, yeah. Jamar Chase is just, he's having an amazing year this year. But I guess we could go into bold prediction, predictions and bold predictions here. I'll let you go first, Lucas. What do you think the score prediction will be, and what's a bold prediction?
All right, Chargers really going to win this one. I hope they get above 20, man. I hope they get to 30, because it would be nice to see them like, crack that ceiling that they have. So I'm going to say, though, 28-17. Let's see if Joey Bosa can get more sacks, man. I'm hoping Joey gets one, and I'm hoping Kenneth Murray gets one. I would love to see a lot more blitzes from Staley. I'd love to see them get home. And hopefully we get Mike Davis back, and we really need that, because some of those throws that Kirk Cousins had last week, I mean, just Justin Jefferson over Tavon Campbell, like, god damn, like, those are just some good throws. Like, you can't even beat that. Like, it's just a good play. And honestly, he was in position to make a lot of those plays. But maybe Mike Davis will be able to take care of business when he gets back. Hopefully he gets back soon. And but yeah, just keep Big Ben in the pocket. I think that will be no problem. If you look at these stats, like, the Pittsburgh does not seem like a good team at all. They are 26 in points per game, but their defense is really where it's at. They're eighth in points allowed per game at 20. So that's where the Chargers have been at. It's going to be really, really, really close. But 28-17, I think they got this one, yeah. They have to. God damn.
Yeah, this is a must-need game, especially how competitive the AFC is. Especially, this is an AFC foe, and I think we definitely need to win this one. I think their defense they're pretty stout, and they're ranked there for a reason. I think we get over 20, we get them under. I like 17 a lot, but I'm going to go with 20 for them. Chargers 24. We hold them, defensive hold. And bold prediction, let's see, I said Adley will get an interception. I think Derwin James will get 2 sacks.
Ooh. Like Derwin that. James on Derwin James on some blitzes. I would love to see that, man. Get Derwin and Kenneth Murray on some blitzes. Say fuck the bullshit, dude. Yeah. Like Asante Samuel has been having one of the greatest ratings of a cornerback we've ever seen for a rookie. So if we get Mike Davis back and be able to, like, I don't know, get creative, fucking put Chris Harris Jr. as safety and Nazir Adderley coming to slot, coming down and being like a little bit of a robber, and
yeah, just, more creative,
more ridiculous, stupid things. Say fuck the bullshit. Ain't no analytics and nothing makes sense this year. Just like, let's see what happens. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are a team to do it against, or they're an offense that doesn't do much. So might as well just take these shots, because they don't complete the ball at a high rate, 22 in the league. They don't go deep. Their yards per pass is 6.1. That's 27th in the league. Like, this is a time to just really experiment and see where you're good at on defense. So that's one thing I'm excited for. Shit.
Yeah. I started to believe in analytics and the whole thing behind it, stats. But like at this point,
analytics is like football horoscope, football astrology.
Exactly. Like sometimes it's right, sometimes it's dead ass wrong. And like right now, I'm like, I don't know football. I'm not even Sports Guy David anymore. I feel like I was talking to, I always, you know, do my parlay Thursday. I got my other guy doing parlays. I sent him a referral. So I only need one more guy in the kitchen, and then we start all betting. But he rolls dice. So I was like, hey, let's roll dice. It's kitchen life. We got to look at other things for happiness, because you're in a kitchen. You're not there for a reason. Kitchen life is sad. Unless you really like cooking, and you could, if you have thick skin and you like to cook and talk shit, join a kitchen. That's the best way to talk shit. That's why I'm a really good shit talker. Ain't no one want the heat. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, so.
What was your bold prediction?
Derwin James get 2 sacks.
Oh, yes, I like that.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I was saying. Yeah, let's throw whatever at him. Fuck analytics. Fuck the bullshit. We need to do something crazy. I mean, I remember like the first 2 weeks I seen like Joey Bosa like kind of standing up. It's a 9-3-point stance. And like, I feel like anything you throw at this offensive line, we could get through. This offensive line is not good. I mean, it's the Bears, Steelers. There's a lot of awful offensive line. They're down there really bad. So I think we should just throw a lot of different schemes.
Staley stopped going for it on fourth down this game. Like, I was like, damn, like, I don't know what's going on. This is the opposite day. It didn't feel right.
Yeah, I was a little off. It's been a long week. So like, I just knew watching it. I was here at home, unfortunately. And I was just like, this doesn't feel right. Kind of like the Ravens game.
Staley was like, David doesn't feel right at home. I can't go for it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I heard his podcast. He's been talking that shit on fourth down. He said that I'm a goddamn Madden player, a 12-year-old Madden player, and don't believe in punting. I think we should step up. We definitely should win this one. Defense is the biggest thing for us. Got to throw some schemes at him. Blitz, get to Ben Roethlisberger. He's not been good this year. I mean, he really hasn't. This, that defense saving them. So offensively, I think we need to get creative, but not too cute. Those weird screens sometimes, those second down runs, second and long shit. I ain't digging it. We need to just mix it up. I feel like they're going too scripted. Sometimes it's good not to be scripted at all. Just improv, bro. Just fuck it. Let's just go with the flow and see what happens. Because that's what usually happens. Like the Vikings, their first 20 plays are scripted, and then they just fall right the fuck off. And that's why they lost so much close games. And I've seen some Viking fan talking about it. He's like, I'm fucking over this shit. I can predict their plays better than I could call plays for them, blah, 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 and all this shit. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, he's right. Like, he knows the Vikings pretty well. So I am excited. This is against my chef's team. So, I mean, he already got the fantasy football talking shit rights. I better have the Charger talking shit rights this next week, because it's going to be a long week for me if it's not. Because I'm already dealing with this shit, and it's only one day of the week so far. So, I'm excited. I'm not panicking. I'm not in panic mode at all. I'm completely fine right now. Really calm.
Chargers Twitter makes it seem like it's the end of the world sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they're good, though. I'm telling you, Chargers have the best social media team out there. Don't add us. Also, Kay Adams, what's up? Really good social media team, not going to lie. I feel like Sports Guy David should be on their sponsors. I feel like Sports Guy David should be on their social media team. And Lucas, Sugar Free Lucas. Well, there you guys have it. Sugar Free Lucas, Sports Guy David, and you know what it is. Pronoia CBD, THC free CBD oil, Pronoia on Instagram. What you doing? Stop what you're doing. Literally stop what you're doing. Go to Pronoia, Pronoia. Let me repeat that, because I hate when people, you know, say it too fast. Pronoiacbd Instagram. Use Tough for 25% off. 20% off. We're literally helping you guys out right now with your back pain. My elbow. I rubbed it on my elbow earlier for you guys ain't watching this. Elbow's fine. Big ass forehead. Put like an ounce on it. I'm fine. I had a headache. Ain't got no headache no more. Work out a lot, all you gym rats. Boom. This is it right here. Very good. Go on their Instagram. They have a lot of cool exercises. They make cool snacks, all that fun stuff. So go ahead and follow them. Once again, Pronoia CBD on Instagram. 20% off. Use promo code TUFF. But there you guys have it. That's the podcast for this week. It's always downtrot, you know, gloomy kind of podcast when we lose. But we're still here at High Hopes. And you know, you can follow my boy Sugar Free Lucas. Where can we follow you?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at SugarFreeLucas. Make sure you follow the Tough_Chargers on Twitter, Tough_Podcast for all 32 team coverage, Tough_Fantasy for fantasy football and parlays.
That's it. Parlays and betting. Fantasy football is the best day of the week. Don't at me. For real, don't at me with that bullshit. I am the nose if you guys forgot. I'm the nose if you forgot. We be having some crazy parlays lately, and hopefully one of them hit because I'm trying to go to Vegas and get tore up and go drunkly into the MGM Grand Sportsbook and just go wild there. But there you guys have it. Sports Guy David, all social media outlets, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Tough_Chargers if you like this Charger content, Charger_Fantasy if you like fantasy football content, Charger_Podcast if you like NFL content. So if you like football, just might as well follow us. What the fuck you doing? Everyone have a good night. You Charger fans, stay up. I know you'd be wilding out on Twitter. Stay up. We be fine. We are fine. We're fine. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful week. We are out. See you next week. We'll